Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
World can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself. They goes, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. I understand. That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you ever want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that alas? Can't be surpassed? You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases.
Amen.
Sorry, folk, but it's the truth anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother?
Amen.
Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other?
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing you do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Well, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just look at hell, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. Man, know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other. You follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of you. Come on, him. We bless
him. Hallelujah.
Yeah. What these spirits, boy, they something else, ain't they?
Yeah, these spirits, they sound
And I'm telling you, that's one thing that Satan does. Because if he can't get you through everybody else, then the last resort is to get yourself.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, of course, you know, thinking about that, check this out. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be very interesting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to be very, very interesting. Glory to the King. Looking forward to seeing you there. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of YouTube. This is YouTube. Blog Talk Radio, excuse me. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. God bless you all. The sweet presence is strong. In Victor and Midas. Overcome in name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. I got back from Wisconsin. By the way, we had a wonderful time up there. All of it was very pleasant, with the exception of dealing with these ignorant Christians. And when I say ignorant, I'm talking dumb people on purpose. You know, whenever people reject the Bible, it doesn't surprise me at all. And the reason why it doesn't surprise me at all is because Jesus said the blind would lead the blind, and that they both would fall into the ditch. And these people have become leaders of the blind. I can't understand it for the life of me. How hard is it? How hard is it? How hard is it to understand this simple fact right here? That the Bible says in Romans 11:26, and all Israel shall be saved. A Christian is not an Israelite. A Christian is not Israel. A Christian is a creation of Rome. Is that simple enough? And, you know, am I the only man in America that puts emphasis on this? How is it that all the prophets were Hebrews, or they were Israelites? Jesus was an Israelite. Paul was an Israelite. Peter, James, John, all the apostles was an Israelite. Why is it so hard to believe that none of them knew about no religion of Christianity, that the religion of Christianity didn't even come about until what? After the death of all the apostles? Hold on one second. And since this new religion come up on the scene and really didn't truly get its footing until about the 3rd century, I know that most people try to put Christianity in it in the 1st century. But the truth is, they didn't know nothing about that word called Christian. It says, if any man be a follower of Christ, that's what it meant. And now, all of a sudden, all the Israelites are not even spoken of. And there's new religion that come about in the 3rd century, Christianity. And then there's other religion that come about in the 6th century, Islam. Is the two largest religions on the face of planet Earth. Now, is that not logical reason? Is that not just spot on? Is it not hard to understand, is it? Yet still, I got people believing otherwise. We got a fellowship starting up there in Wisconsin with Brother Kabir and Brother David, and some of the Israelites are actually going to be going there to visit and have fellowship this weekend. What a wonderful thing it is. Hallelujah. We're not going to be before you long tonight, because when I got back home, I thought I was the only one. I had David's little daughter who kept kissing on me. I think she gave me the little bug. I got back home. I come to find out, now how you going to have a bug in Wisconsin and you get back here to Nashville, get back here to Tennessee, and people got the same bug. What in the world's going on? Now, I didn't get it bad. I don't have it really bad. Some people got it really bad, but I still got it. And there's got to be some new strain or new virus or something, because if Brother Shane or myself is getting sick, there's something going on. There really is. So anyway, the guest call-in number is 515-602-9654. That's 515-602-9654. If you'd like to talk to Pastor Dow, here on Straight With You Radio broadcast, you're more than happy to do that. You press number one, you can call the queue. Let's get straight to the point. Respect other people's time. We got a message. We're going to deal with tomorrow. We got a message. Hallelujah, I can tell. So it's an honor meeting all the Israelites again. It's a joy seeing Brother Cody again, smiling just as normal, jolly, happy. Glory to the King. All right. Man, let's get the study. There's bottlenecks in here. Hold on. That was the reason why Brother Scott had that thing lifted up like that, because it's bottlenecks in here. Hallelujah. All right, with that said, let's go to Pennsylvania. Brother Zach, 717-717. Pastor Dowell, you're on the Straight With You Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Zach.
Shabbat Shalom, Jim Jones. I mean, Pastor Dowell.
That's amazing, isn't it, brother?
Oh, man, I tell you, some people are just don't get it. Just don't get it.
Hey, before you get started, man, check this out. We had people get filled with the Holy Spirit up in Wisconsin. We had people get baptized in Jesus' name. We had sit down and had wonderful fellowship. And, of course, you do know that people got delivered and got some devils cast out of them. And we met a lot of people that we have never laid our eyes on. And we had a wonderful, wonderful fellowship even after the meeting. Sounds like the work of Christ to me. What do you think?
Absolutely, Pastor. No doubt in my mind. Yes, sir. A couple of things. First, I wanted to praise the Most High Yah. I finally found my calling, and I have an interview next week at the Youth Development Center. It's basically a fancy way for saying prison for kids. And Yah's been just laying it on my heart, and I think that's where I was led to find a job. So with his lesson, hopefully I can get over there and, you know, help spread his word, Pastor.
Hey, you got the wisdom, brother. You got the wisdom. So go over there, black stranger, and take care of that.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I also wanted to praise the Most High. My father's out of the hospital he was in because he was having some heart trouble, and he's been in a pretty bad way. And he did... He did confess some very great sins that he was carrying around for 30 years. And I was absolutely thankful to hear him. I knew what they were, but he would never confess them. And I tried getting him to confess them, and he didn't. And this last time in the hospital, he finally did. So praise y'all for that.
Glory to the King. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then two more things. I hate to be long-winded when you're not feeling the greatest, but there was a few weeks ago you did a message on the self, and there was one. There was basically two questions in regards to that I was kind of perplexed about. How to determine the difference between perfectionism and then trying to be perfect?
That's a good question. You know what? I'm going to hold an answer on that. I really don't have all the answer for that, but that is a good question. But you know what? I think tomorrow's message is going to give you maybe the answer that you're looking for, though.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. And then lastly, Pastor, I spoke to Elder Becker about this earlier in the week. And so I'm very thankful I was able to talk to him, but things have gotten a little bit worse since him and I talked, and I also needed to share the message with Straightway. You know, I've been battling the banks in court for, you know, quite a few years, And just a few months ago, you know, I had a couple major victories. You know, I won at the Superior Court. So what they did was they went out and they hired, you know, this really, really huge law firm. And I had a deposition against them.
Oh.
And it was...
When they hired some professional devils.
Absolutely, Pastor. Absolutely. That's all they were. And there was four that there's supposed to be one, is what I thought, and there were four of them versus me. And they were asking me, you know, all these personal questions, and then they were trying to get me to self-incriminate myself, and I wouldn't answer their questions. So then they got the judge, and then they threatened to, you know, hold me in contempt and throw me in prison, and then impose sanctions if I didn't answer their questions. And so
a bunch of bluffing. All that is a bunch of threatening bluffing. It's a deposition.
Yeah, but the judge, that's the thing, though. But the judge ordered me, though. That's the thing. They went and they got the judge who was bought and paid for. And this judge that was in my county, which I would assume, you know, being all Christian-like, that he would have been on my side. But, of course, he wasn't. And he was the one that wrote the order. And he forced
me.
Answer
the question then. How long you been living? Don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. I don't know. Can't recall. That's answering a question in a deposition.
Yes, sir.
Because all of it is not admissible evidence in court. It's just seeking. And that's all it is. Just anyway, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, that's what I was doing. Those were the questions that I was given. That's a lot of the answers. And they just didn't like the way that I was answering, you know. So
let them answer in front of a court, a jury.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's what I was saying, man. And then they're going after my financial records and stuff now, and they're just trying to overwhelm me with paperwork because they know that there's four, that, you know, that they have four law firms against, and it's just me. I got no attorney. And the judge said, why don't you have an attorney? And I said, I tried getting an attorney. I said, no attorney will take the case because they were afraid of exposing this fraud. And then the other, all these devils started laughing at me. But, Pastor, I know I'm ranting here, but I'll get off. I'm in a very difficult situation. I absolutely need a miracle to continue this. And I'm so exhausted. And, you know, I had so much victory.
That's the whole idea. They want to wear you out. They're testing your resolve.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Pray. Stand and don't allow yourself to get offended.
All right, Pastor. I mean, Yes, sir. I hear you. I'm just stuck between, you know, because I get so exhausted now, and I'm just stuck between, you know, trying to get all this stuff done. You know, do I keep fighting and just. You know, or do I count my losses and move on? I'm just so perplexed, Pastor.
I don't know. I don't have the light that you have for this situation, but I thought you already had a settlement coming.
I did. They offered me settlements. They were minimal settlements, and then when I, you know, suggested a little bit more money, you know, that's when they just said, no, and then they just decided to drop the hammer. And hire all these other guys.
It sounds like to me that you got a legit case, brother, because if you didn't, they wouldn't be bringing out all these big guns.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. I'm just, like I said, it's just been a very, very overwhelming week, everything kind of hitting at once. And I just ask, you know, I just ask for, you know, for strength and for straightway to... you know, pray for some miracles to come along for these devils to be dealt with, you know, because they are absolute wicked as you can possibly imagine, the wicked of the wicked.
You know what you do? You know what you do?
Go ahead, Pastor.
You get another person, get them Israelites up there, and y'all pray Psalms 109 on them and call them lawyers out by name and the judge out by name.
All right.
Psalms 109.
All right, Pastor. Well, we'll be done.
All right, my brother.
All right, Pastor. Bless you. Thank you so much. Shalom, Pastor.
Yes, sir. New York 646, Brother Israel. Man, first time I seen Brother Israel and his wife, and man, what a beautiful couple. Brother Israel, 646, Pastor Dow, you know, Shepherd Shoot Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Israel.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Doing well. Good to see you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was an honor. The honor was all mine, Pastor. Let me tell you, it was a trip waiting, saving up every nickel and dime and penny, as they say. And my wife and I really made an effort to get out there to Wisconsin and meet you and the brethren. And your wife and Sister Carol and the rest of the brethren. It was a opened eye. I can't even express the words how elated I was in meeting Elder and yourself and the rest of the brethren. It was Kabir home was so impressive, I tell you.
Well, glory to the King. You know, it was an honor meeting you. It was an honor meeting your wife. It was a joy. We had a wonderful time, though, didn't we?
Yes, sir. Yes, we did. It was truly where Romans came to play there. Iron sharpens iron. It was really an educational, edifying, and really all around. I can't even put into words how satisfactory and how satisfied we came there empty, we left full, Pastor, I tell you.
Hey, tell me something, my brother. The spirit and the anointing that is on the Israelites is straightway in the ministry is just remarkable and amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Oh, absolutely. There's such a level of truth, Pastor, that goes around the brethren, and they just want to just assemble and just really and just embrace the truth of what the scriptures and the letters say, Pastor. I mean, again, I'm totally elated and really left there with, as I say, floating on air when we finally we really did want to leave, Pastor. We our hearts were what's going to stay there, but we know we had to go back home because you know we're seriously thinking about moving to Wisconsin or to somewhere locally by near Tennessee.
Well, hey, let the Most High lead you.
Absolutely.
All right, my brother. Bless you and your wife.
Amen. Shabbat shalom. Oh, one quick question, Pastor, if you have a moment this evening, because the subject was touched upon regarding the office of bishop, and I guess technically you're a bishop because you're over seven ministries there. So I was wondering if you could maybe elaborate on the office of the bishop, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. All right. Bless you.
Bless you, Pastor.
Hold on. Office of a bishop. A bishop is basically a general overseer of a bunch of assemblies. I would be considered in this day and hour a bishop, even though I don't like that term bishop, just because it's written in the Bible. Bishop seems like a more of a Catholic connotation than what was mentioned by Paul, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So therefore, I really truly don't use it as much. I think that's penmanship that is going on, because the Bible said and he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But I see bishop in there, but I don't see any other places where it confirms the office of bishop, if you understand what I mean. Just my personal take. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Let's go to Arizona, Brother Matt, 928-928. Pastor Dow, you're the Shepherd Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you. Man, I can tell my voice already going.
Shabbat shalom, my pastor.
Hey, bless you, Brother Matt.
Hey, so I just, you know, I want to start off. I just want to apologize for any drama or anything that, you know, that we have brought to you guys. Any heartache because of our family. You know, and I'm very grateful to you and the elders, you know, and the sisters. listening and you know, my biggest thing is if I'm in the wrong somewhere, you know, I look to you guys to correct me. And I if, you know, with Elder Becker, I want to know. If I'm in the wrong anywhere, I want to know. I mean, Pastor, I mean, I look up to you, you know, and I trust in you. And I take every word you say to heart. And I follow. I'm in the word daily, and I'm seeking the kingdom. And that's just. I just want to know, Pastor, I mean, if there's anything that you have discerned from me or my wife, Sister Lisa, that we need to work on, we need to hear it from you, sir.
I don't have light for the whole situation out there because, you know, I mostly let other people take care of because I got a big, gigantic ministry to run. And but I am disappointed at the unfortunate events that's taking place out there, and I'm highly disappointed in Sister Cynthia's attitude towards all this. I don't know why she's chosen to take this posture and position from what I can see, but I think it's just utterly ridiculous. That's my thoughts in a nutshell.
Yes, sir. You know, we love you. I mean, we thank you, sir. And we want to be there for Passover. You know, my wife and I and Brother Cody. And we're looking forward to it, and we just want to make sure we are still welcome. And, you know, we look forward to it. Thank you, sir. Brother Cody's right here. I think
just thank you, Pastor. That's all. Shabbat shalom, sir.
All right, my brother.
All right, thank you, sir. We love you and blessings. Shabbat shalom to you and all the family. Hallelujah.
Where's Brother Cody at?
Yeah, oh, Brother Cody.
Brother
he's
Cody.
Right. He's right here, sir.
Brother Cody, hurry up. Come here.
Where's Brother Cody at?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Hey, bless you, Brother Cody. Just wanted to say bless you.
Bless you, sir. So I've met someone, and I think it's going well. I would definitely like to come there and introduce y'all and see if I'm doing right, if I'm just going the right way, and just have your blessing, sir.
All right, we'll check it out. All right, Cody.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Love y'all.
Shabbat shalom. Go Jim, Wisconsin, 262-262 is Pastor Dow. Brother Jim. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. How are you this day?
Oh, still fighting, man. A little tired, you know what I mean, but still fighting.
Well, I understand. Sister Robin and I, we came home, and I think we brought home a little bit of what you're dealing with. Maybe Sister Robin is dealing with it as much as you are. Right now, she's zonked out next to me. It's been really hard on her. And I've just been taking some colloidal silver and a lot of fluids. And I seem to be doing pretty. But, you know, I've heard some of the questions that you were asking earlier in the evening. And, you know, with regards to the people and the way they react and what they do. And there's two things that just always come to my mind. It reminded me of sitting with a man yesterday who, you know, I was having a pretty intense discussion with on the very truths that, you know, we hold dear. And what comes to my mind is what it says in Mark, Chapter 7, verse 9, and he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of Elohim, that you may keep your own traditions. Their traditions are just so important to them. And the other thing that jumps out at me is in the book of John, in chapter 12, and verse 43, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of Elohim. These people want to get their back slapped, and they want to feel good about each other, but they don't care one bit about what the Father says. And, You know, that's the thing that we deal with, and it's so frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It is frustrating. That is the truth. You spoke the truth.
So, but we're doing good here. I know that a lot of the other saints are up at Brother Kabir's house, and they're going to have a great, great fellowship. I'm sure of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Glory. That's all I got, Pastor.
All right. Bless you, Brother Jim. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you.
Go to California. Call number 619-619. It's Pastor Dow. You're on Tribute to the Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Pastor, I know if I was doing it right. I'm a Brother Samuel from Southern California, and I've been listening to you since last year, and I'm finally able to call in, and I want you to know that I'm very excited about the Straightway Ministry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. I'm very excited about the Straightway Ministry. I've been in the apostolic faith for a long time. But there was always something missing, and I can find a way to get there. But since I've come across this ministry, I finally see what I have been wanting, and I'm wishing that we could have that here in Southern California. Really, if I'd be selfish, I wish I could come to Tennessee and be with you guys. I think God wants something to happen out here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, California's burning up out there, ain't it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Are you able to watch the Bible service?
When I try to go live on anything, my phone won't let me. I watched it on YouTube after you have posted it.
Okay, that's fine. You can go to the website online-church.org to catch it live on Saturdays if you want to. It'll be
I try to do that.
Okay,
it can work on my phone.
Then go to the website Straightway Truth, and then go there where it says radio broadcasting. You'll probably be able to catch it there.
Uh-huh. I was watching the feast. As you guys were doing the feast this year?
Yes.
The Passover, the tabernacles, Since right now we going without feast, you know, and look like there's not gonna be another feast until March, the Passover.
Yes.
And I've been wanting to, I would like to get to the Passover, but I'd like to get to the Passover, but I consider myself to be a piece of work. And my family would be a piece of work, you know. I've been in church a long time, but I got to learn how to be a man. My wife got to learn how to be a woman. My kids got to learn how to be kids, you know. But I would like to be,
right.
If I come down, I would like to be well behaved. Well, I have my kids well behaved, put like that. Because I don't think my wife and I would whack up. but we're learning, at this age, I'm learning stuff that she had known a long time ago, but what I probably exposed to the right examples.
Yes, sir. All right, my brother. One thing I will tell you right now is keep listening and growing, okay?
Yes, but is it possible that you think we might be able to make it to the Passover?
Yeah, well, you can get here.
Uh-huh.
All you got to do is when that time comes, is when we put it out, you let us know when you're coming and when you're going. You know, you have to pay your own way. You're in the United States of America to get here.
Yeah, I know that.
And then you get your name on the board, and we'll tell you what's required of you then. We'll tell you in plenty enough time. The feast day calendar is uploaded. It's on the website, so it gives you the dates and the time.
We downloaded it already.
All right.
How did you get his name on the board?
Keep listening, my brother, and about 2 months out from Passover, we'll start talking about it.
Okay, I appreciate the pastor, but I know you got more people to talk to. I don't want to hold you any longer, but Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Glory to the King. Let's go to New Mexico, Brother Daniel, 951-915-915. Pastor Dowdy on the Servant Tutor Radio broadcast. I can help, my brother.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing well. I'm still getting along out here. Yes, sir.
So, Daniel, what is the weather like out there in New Mexico?
It's really nice. I actually a little bit too nice. Should be a bit colder right now, but it's not.
What temperature?
Today it was about 70 degrees.
Man, that is nice.
Yeah, it's super nice. But it should be below freezing right now. So
all right,
I'm a little worried about what's going to happen.
Yes, sir. How can I help, my brother?
I just wanted to say hello to you, Pastor, and greet you and say Shabbat Shalom and let you know that everything's getting along well out here, and that's about it.
All right, my brother. Brother Daniel, stay encouraged. Keep listening, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Shabbat Shalom, my brother.
Shabbat Shalom.
Go to Brother Miguel down in Texas. 775-775. Pastor Dowell, Unit Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Miguel?
Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, man. What you got?
I just wanted to say, I'm still here, still in the fight, and I just want to thank the Most High for getting you and the brethren and mother there safely back from the visit there.
All right, my brother. Well, stay in there. Hang in there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to speak to healing
be righteous
over your body. Sir?
Thank you. I said be righteous,
yes,
and I sure do receive that healing stuff. I promise you that. Yeah, it's just a little bug, man, but it's all right. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Blessings, sir. In Jesus' name.
All right, my brother. Be encouraged. Shalom, shalom. Let's go to New Jersey. 609-609. It's Pastor Dowell, Unit Servitude Radio broadcast. Are you watching this, Kabir? Are you seeing all these places, different locations that I'm calling out? And yet still, them sorry Christians would tell me I'm not evangelizing. Man, I tell you, I'm doing a whole lot more than all of them put together. I promise you that. New Jersey, 609-609. Pastor Dowell, Unit Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you. New Jersey going once. New Jersey going twice. New Jersey out at 3. All right, North Carolina, 252, Brother Aaron. It's Pastor Dowell, Unit Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help, Brother Aaron.
Pastor Dowell, I hear it in your voice, man. You wore out. You're feeling bad, ain't you?
Well, I'm not really feeling bad, brother. It's just that I'm tired because, you know, I got so much I have to do. You know, my body-wise, I feel okay. It's just that whatever this little bug thing is going on, man, up in Wisconsin, I came back with, man, and apparently it's all over the place, but I'm all right.
Right on, Pastor, right on. I pray for you. I wanted to ask you about that, about the Nephilim and stuff like that. I ain't too educated on that, and I don't really know a whole lot about it, and I seen something you did earlier on it, and I mean I've touched on it a little bit here and there, but I ain't really seen a whole lot that you've done on it, and like the book.
I haven't really done. I hadn't really done too much on myself, but you must have watched that video I posted up there on Patreon, huh?
That's right.
A lot of people missing a lot of info from old Patreon. I mean, sometimes I throw up a lot of info that I know that we haven't seen. Then a lot of times I do video. Matter of fact, I did a video this morning for Patreon. I should have posted. I've been so busy today, man. I ain't even get a chance to post a video. I'll post it tonight before I go to bed. But, yeah, over in Genesis 6, it talks about them. And apparently, man, them guys ran into one of them boogers. And, of course, the government like keeping it under wraps, man. But that was a bad dude, boy.
Yeah. Look, Genesis, it don't really, I noticed Genesis, it don't really talk a whole lot about the giants. It's just like, it just says a few things there. I mean, that's all we need to know, but if you look over in the book of Enoch, you see a lot of other stuff, and the fallen ones being imprisoned inside the earth. And what do you think about that, the book of Enoch?
I think it's true. I think it's true. I think there's a natural and then there's a spiritual. And I believe it's true.
Yeah, I believe it is too. Do you read that book? Would you recommend that book?
Yes, I would recommend you read it.
Yeah, and that Kabbalah's garbage, right?
I don't read that crap, man. That's nothing but old fashioned satanic mysticism. That's that Jewish crap.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Somebody tried to sell me one of them books in the bookstore the other day, and that's what I figured. I knew it was junk.
Yes, sir.
All right, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you, Brother Aaron. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Michigan. Call number 586. 586, Pastor Dowell, on the Sherbert Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Michigan. Michigan, are you there? Michigan going once. Michigan, oh, that's Aaron. Well, where did Michigan go? It dropped off right when I pulled it up. Okay. Well, hey, let's go to Texas. Call number 832-832. Brother Kamal, it's Pastor Dowell. You know, show me two great podcasts. I can help you.
Yes, how you doing today, Pastor?
I'm blessed of the Most High, y'all. Highly favored. Doing all right. We okay. What you got?
Oh, no. I know the last time we talked, it was a good conversation. I was talking to my wife and about, teaching her on the word and also collision, and then the phone dropped, But you had a you said you did a teaching in Wisconsin not too long ago? And
this past weekend.
You mentioned that. Yeah. And you said you was going to put a video on. You said you and elders, you was doing teaching, and some Christian came in and interrupted you, saying that you was lying about stuff that you was teaching, and therefore you just let them have it as you was also, roasting him with the truth, I was trying to see, was that video posted up on your video?
No. There was other people that came there, video cameras that recorded it, and I have not yet received a video copy.
Okay. Oh, that's what it is. I also got a question. Do you have some? Is there some people out in this area? I'm in the Greater Houston area here.
Yeah, we got a home fellowship there in Houston area. The Elder Mitchell and then Brother Greg is there in that area. They've been there a long time, but they've been part of the ministry for 6-7 years.
Okay. See, I've been in this area on and off for 5 years, and I'm still new to Texas, but I just recently started listening to your videos and stuff, knowing that you're a man of truth, that made me want to listen to you even more, and I want to listen to other people that's just following the Torah, And so when
you
I notice about you,
go ahead.
No, I was saying once I started, seeing a couple of your videos, it made me want to catch up on you more, So and I just wanted to know you got some people out in this area, you know, that I can connect with, you know.
Tell you what, I'll send your number and name to Elder Mitchell, and then they'll contact you, okay?
Okay, that'll work. That'll work, brother.
Is that all right?
And oh yeah, that's sure. I have no problem at all. That's fine. You can do that.
All right, my brother. Bless you.
All right, bless you. You have a Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you, my brother. You too.
All right.
All right, all right. Let's go to Minnesota, 612-612, Pastor Dow, Illustrated Truth Radio Broadcast. How can I help you there in Minnesota?
Shabbat Shalom. My pastor, this is Claudio. Brother Claudio, how are you, sir?
Man, how you doing, Claudio, man?
We've been blessed.
We had a time, didn't we?
Man, that was a beautiful time. And me and my wife, all we do is talk about how much we miss the brethren and the gathering. And I just wanted to let you know that there's been a lot of great things coming up after we got baptized, and
Glory. We're
just trying to keep striving for the best, and you know, make it to the kingdom. And I know I talked to Brother David from Wisconsin, and soon we're gonna be probably driving out there again to meet our brother Kabir and themselves. So prepare another trip over there for a Sabbath night.
Well, hallelujah. Make sure y'all time it right when there's more people, because there's some saints visiting there this weekend. And so if y'all get a chance and opportunity to be able to get out there and get some good old fellowship in, man, y'all get to grow together in grace and knowledge. So you get over there where Brother Kabir is, okay?
Yes, I was told about that. It's just I got to get some more maintenance in my car right now before we make another trip.
That's
all
right.
Get that done.
But you know, when you do get it done, you know you got a place to go.
That's a beautiful thing. He offered me his home again, like he did with you guys, and that's a good brother. He got a good heart.
Oh yeah, man, Brother Kabir, he's serious about this, man. He's about as serious about this walk as we are.
Hallelujah. Well, my wife is here with me. You wanna say hi, Kisha, real quick?
Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shalom. Y'all missed the anointing the straight way.
The anointing of straight way. Yeah, we do miss that. She said the baptism was the best part.
The baptism was the best part. Hallelujah. It's good seeing y'all, meeting y'all.
All right. Well, Pastor, bless you. I know you got a lot of other calls to pick up, but we're going to pray in prayer. We're going to pray over you because as soon as we came back, we came out with some bug, too. We started getting sick. But, you know, the enemy stayed busy. We got to rebuke that.
Yes, sir. Bless you, my brother. Bless you, sister.
Bless
Shabbat
you.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Goodbye.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Maryland. Maryland, call number 443-443 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Servant Jude Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Maryland.
This is Brother Ty. How are you? Shabbat Shalom.
Brother who?
Brother Ty. T-Y.
Hey, Brother Ty. How you doing? I'm all right.
I'm good, Pastor. I just wanted to say, I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I've been following you for over a good year and standing on pretty much all the principles and teachings that you've been, you know, that you've been giving across the airways. And, you know, I'm new to being a Hebrew, the way of the Israelites, and I pretty much found that the word that you give has been more powerful than anything that I've seen out there. You know, I've seen the camps and I've seen all that stuff and stayed away from it, you know. But I've been following, I've been watching on Shabbats, I've been watching, you know, a lot of your videos and just learning and being able to discern the truth from, you know, all the garbage that's out there. So I definitely wanted to let you know that, yes, sir. Just want to let you know there's a lot of us out here. And we look to the strength and the common sense and the way that you're helping stand a lot of us men who were just the worst until we start hearing that type of word. But I just want to let you know, you know, we we, my wife and I, we give you nothing but blessings. I hope you get over that cold also.
Hallelujah.
We thank you so much. Yes, sir. And I've been talking to Brother DeJerry, too. He's a good
wonderful.
Brother.
Wonderful,
yes,
man.
Sir.
And hopefully you and your wife can set your affairs and everything in order, man. Hopefully y'all can get out here and visit us during Passover.
Yes, sir. I would love to do that. I keep telling her that, I want to get baptized. I've been baptized 3 times. And just
I understand.
Listening. Yes, sir. And just listening to you and understanding, every time was wrong. And then I had to go and, and see the word and make sure I was doing it right. But just as you said, every time has been wrong, and everything else you said about the word has been right. There's so much false stuff out there. But we just really can't get enough of what you're giving. We can't get enough, and we appreciate you. And we just want you to know there's so many others out there that appreciate you as well.
Bro, Ty.
And I do have one question. Yes, sir.
It's an honor. And make sure that you and your wife y'all are really, truly tuned in for tomorrow's message, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, but go ahead.
I promise
you had a question.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you one thing about Hanukkah. And we follow the calendar and everything that you have set apart. But we wanted to ask you about Hanukkah. Now, is that a holiday we should or shouldn't be celebrating? And could you just give me a little background why?
Well, I'll give you a quick summary here. We understand the history of it. But the truth is that even instilled until this day, there were 7 feasts of Israel. And I can't find anywhere in the Bible where Yah or the prophet has mentioned anything about them as far as giving us an institution to teach us how to keep them. Instructions like you see with unleavened bread, Passover, Feast of First Fruits, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, and tabernacles. We have instructions and the Shabbat. We have instructions for those, but I don't see any instructions nowhere in the law or in the prophets how to celebrate these things. And so, we have just never really, really, truly looked into them that deep in order to keep those things because of that factor. Now, that doesn't mean that it isn't there somewhere, but we just haven't saw it yet, or the Most High hasn't given us the understanding to be able to walk into those lights yet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I appreciate that. I had asked Brother DeJerry about it as well. He sent me your way, and I said, I want to make sure I call in and ask you. But I feel the exact same way. If it's not in the Bible, and I'm also looking to your leadership as well, and hopefully we'll be able to get out there for GOTS and some of the other feasts and festivals, because we're learning. We're still learning. But we appreciate just everything that you're doing, everything that you're doing.
2 most powerful times of the year we have in a straightway is Passover and Tabernacles. Them are the ones you just try to gear yourself to, you and your family trying to come out and be with your Israelites family, not only here in the United States of America, but all across the world. It is a beautiful time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll definitely do that, and we hope that we get in your good graces, sir, and we will be there for everything that you have put up, for those two, for sure. We'll get there.
All right, my brother. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to speak with you tonight. Y'all stay connected, okay, and stay vigilant, because remember this, like I always said, only a real true man and a real true woman who have had their eyes open and their eyes able to see can really truly hear me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we thank you so much, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom and praises to you.
All right. Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom. What an honorable phone call, huh? Go to Michigan. Call number 586-586. Pastor Dowell, you're on the Serbia Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Michigan.
Pastor Dowell, how you doing, Brother Juan?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing all right.
Good. Quick question, Pastor Dow. First, Shabbat Shalom, and then I got a question about the Sabbath. I have to work on Saturdays. Now, with me having to work and my job not really being too receptive, you know, about my scheduling and you know, my religion and things of that nature, how should I handle that? You know what I mean? How can I go about, you know, would that be held against me, you know what I'm saying, or how should I handle that situation?
Well, the Bible teaches we ought to obey God rather than man, Acts chapter 5, verse 29. And I would think that more than anything, first thing you do if they're going to be if they're not going to bend, go to EEOC, go to Equal Opportunity, and check that out and see what the laws say. And then if they still ain't going to bend on that, find another job. Did you hear me? Huh? Well, that dropped. Don't know what happened. Brother Gary, Louisiana, 318-318. Pastor Dow, Inner Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Gary.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. How you and your lovely wife doing down there, Brother Gary?
Oh, we all right. She in Michigan, stuck in a snowstorm, and I'm down here in Texas with a single brother.
In a snowstorm. How the children?
All right. They went with her. So I've been at the house trying to fend for myself.
All right, man. Try to fend for yourself. All right, Brother Gary. What you got, my brother?
All right, nothing. Just calling in, Pastor, hearing the voice, saying hi.
Man, it's good to hear your voice, Brother Gary. It really is. Man, you stay encouraged out there, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anything else, my brother?
No, that's it. That's it. Shabbat Shalom.
All right. Bless you, Brother Gary. Shabbat Shalom. You know, I really and truly, I can't put enough emphasis on this right now. There's very, very few times, on very rare occasions, that I actually get the message before Shabbat, which I did this time. I usually don't get Sabbath messages until I wake up in the morning and the Most High directs me. So I want everybody tomorrow, I want you to, again, if you've got some type of recording devices, audio that you can record with, you may want to do that. You're going to bring some pen and pieces of paper with you. You don't want to miss tomorrow's message, all right? With that said, we got Straightway Kentucky, Brother Darrell and his wife here, Brother Terrence and his lovely wife here. On the land. It's just a beautiful thing to see all these Israelites. Of course, then we got all the old hats, all the old Israelites. What a beautiful family we have in this ministry. From every tongue, from every tribe, and every creed. Every single one of them are Israelites. And we love them all greatly. The children, it's just a joy to get back here and see the children. Well, those little babies or something else. Glory to the King. It's a joy. It's a true honor to see the sisters. Their beautiful faces. Their wonderful spirits. It really, really, truly is. Mother, you know, Sister Barb came up to me to the table today, and I think Sister Barb is somewhere in the, I think she's either 56 or 57, somewhere along in there. She came to the table and they had took her blood pressure. She's got a blood pressure of a teenager. Like 110 over 79, something like that. Can you believe that? That just speaks to the good, clean living that we have here Straightway. I know a lot of people haven't seen Dad Dow. I mean, Elder Dow is doing all right. You know, he's having issues and troubles with his knees and legs, having a difficult time walking. I mean, after all, he's getting old. He's getting old. Mama Dow is taking care of him. They all getting old. And I'll tell you one thing, just me, myself, I try my best to take care of myself best I can, because we getting old. One day all you Israelites may have to take care of me, which I hope that if it ever came to that, that y'all would take care of me, and then when my time comes, send me on my way, and I'll see y'all in the kingdom. But until then, we're going to fight sin, hell, and the devil. Our brother Jerusalem is out of the hospital. He's back at Georgia, And we thank the Father for that. Sister Erica is getting close to giving birth. And of course, Sister Kiara, she's a few months out. Babies, 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 and more babies. Can't really build a nation without them. And of course, you know my philosophy, you can't get them out, we'll breed them out. But at the same time, make sure you're able to take care of them. Glory to the King. With that said, I'll see y'all Shabbat morning. Be the Father's will, and I believe it is His will. I bless you all. Sweet, precious, and strong. Victorious and mighty, overcoming name. And Brother Kabir and Brother David up there in Wisconsin. They have Brother David, Sister Evelyn and the baby, Brother Jordan, Brother Tyler and his family. They're all there. Tabitha and all of them, they're all there fellowshipping in Wisconsin, having a wonderful time. So I bless you all. And it's amazing because Brother Kabir is doing things up there the same way we do down here straightway. He's actually housing the saints in his guest quarters on sixth day. And, of course, then everybody leaves on first day. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Isn't that what the Bible says? When you go into a city, you inquire of who there is worthy and there abide. So if you're in that Wisconsin area and you're looking for a fellowship, contact us here straightway. We'll put you in touch with them up there, and we'll see if you're worthy to be able to fellowship with the Israelites. Glory to the King. So with that said, I bless you all. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, my soon coming King, Yahshua Mashiach. All right. Well, I just seen a phone call come up. All right, Brother Tyler, you come up at the last minute, man, up there in Wisconsin. What you got, Brother Tyler?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom.
We're all here at Brother Kabir's place.
As all the same, I'm just...
Yes, sir. Well, Brother Kabir, I think he's upstairs, but yeah, that's all of the guests anyways.
Yeah, let me
Did
see.
I lose? Oh, there we go.
All right. Hey, by the way, I want y'all to see our new addition. Look. This is little Moshe. See him? That's Deacon Bell and Sister Ashley's son. Look in the mirror now, dude. Look in the mirror. Look in the camera. Wave hi to everybody. Say hi, Israel. Wee! He's waving at y'all. You gonna preach? You can't preach right now, huh? See how content he is? This little baby, he's not even 2 months old. He was about a month old. He was in the middle of bed and went skydiving. He is a rambunctious little thing. Man, you done gained a little weight too, brother. He's solid too. Isn't he a beautiful little boy? Look how strong he is. Isn't he beautiful? Glory to the King. Well, anyway, hallelujah. Me and Moshe will say, bless you all in the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Wave at him, Moshe. Say, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Saints. King coming.